Is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Rise Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
Thursday, March 23rd edition of Talking Heads is on and popping your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Thursday edition. Hope you had a good Thursday. One day closer to the weekend. If you know how to do it right, you should actually be into your weekend slunk right now. You should have done everything you should have done for this week by lunchtime today. So it's cruise control between, you know, today and tomorrow. You got to prioritize. You got to know how to do it. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-431-6325, 4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. And, of course, you know, we got that cable, Bahamas Channel 969, BTC Flow Channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right, let's go to the phone lines out of the gate, Mr. Producer. Before we get started today, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good afternoon, little brother. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, JJ? You even made for me to start today, boy. You hot up today.
Yeah, you know, but I by the base now. I don't want to drink too much beer, so I want to talk to you today.
All right,
so,
but yeah.
I challenge you to come on the Southwest Park Saturday and Sunday. The internet selling coming on, Wi-Fi selling coming on. Depending on all these taxes.
All right.
I have one last week Saturday. Now, we have a lot of businessmen and the fence for us guys to Southwest on that park Saturday and Sundays, and somebody bringing the tall people, the people bringing them forward on the park, man. And people playing basketball, the young boys, them.
No, so, man.
People, yeah, man. And guess what? They hit down one of them little boys, the two stars with their beat, you know.
But don't tell me they was on the park with them four wheelers.
On the basketball court, man. On the basketball. Now, whoever shot the park, they put the chain there, man. Huh? That's not people's park, man. Naughty. You know what I mean? We need to run this country because people, if they knock down one of those boys or girls who playing there, there's been all kind of problems with their man. And Naughty, now I can write Warren McCartney a letter to Hicker and tell him whoever in charge of the BTC was live, fix that or they can get fired, man. Because be tired, man. Every park got Wi-Fi. Students come there, the students, Naughty, check out yourself. Come in the park Saturday and Sunday, and none coming in.
All right, man. I can come out and check it out, man, JJ. I can make sure to make a pass out there and double check it. Not that I don't take your word for it. But since you asked me to come check it out, I will. And then we'll have to get in on that, you know, together and beat it up some more. Because obviously, you know, if you need the Wi-Fi out there, you need the Wi-Fi as it was promised. And then, of course, you know, you need to keep the four-wheelers off there, man. That's for families. That's for kids. That's for folks working out. Come on now. You're playing with fire with that right there. And aren't there supposed to be security officers there protecting that facility? Boy, JJ, you got me thinking now. All right, I'm on the case. I'm on the case. Now, that screams stuff like that to what me and my next guest are going to talk about right now. No stranger to the show. I want to welcome back from Morgue my good friend, Mr. Matt Aubrey. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to be here.
And, of course, you know, we have something big popping off on Saturday, man. Imagine local government.
Yeah, this is a
Imagine Day.
This is a great day that is being coordinated by Rise Bahamas, the Organization for Responsible Governance. Is glad to be a part of it. It's actually a virtual event, so
correct.
On Saturday between 11 and 2, everyone has an opportunity to be in this. You could be, you know, at home. You could be in your bathtub. You could be out there doing your Saturday half dos, but you can be a part of it. It's good if you want to to be a part of it, you got to register and sign up on risebahamas.net. When you do that, you'll also have a chance to sign a petition, which you know, you can let folks know your interest in finding out more about local government. But the whole day is about learning about the proposed implementation of local government here in New Providence. You know, everybody here knows that we have local government in the Family Islands, and even that necessarily isn't as built out as it might be. But for things just like what JJ was talking about, things that affect your quality of life in your community, there may be a better opportunity if we had more local government versus the centralized government model that everyone depends on right now. So that day on Saturday, you listen in, register, and you will be able to hear speakers like Ed Fields, Naughty. You're going to be hosting it, right?
Right.
Tennille will be on that panel. You'll have
Pat
Ramming. You'll have Valentino Scrooge Brown, as well
our guy
as
from Guardian Radio, my boy.
Right, as well as Stefan Evans from Org, who's going to be talking about that link of being an active and participatory citizen and getting involved in potentially local government. So there's a great linkage.
And of course, you could win $500 every hour. You got three chances to win $500 an hour. All you have to do is register and sign the petition at www.risebahamas.net. And, you know, get out there. But I think it's awesome that we look at it for what it is, because we do talk about local government every Monday and every Tuesday mm-hmm. here on the show, especially every Monday coming out of Abaco.
Right.
But we do. I think we do need a model for New Providence, Matt.
Well, when
it's long overdue.
When you think about the many, many communities we have and the different natures of those communities, I mean, the things that they're facing out in Adelaide are different than what they might be facing in Centerville. They might have a particular need to address something that happens all the way out west and something that happens out east. And what we see is that local government, and this came out of actually a group that I was fortunate to be a part of, Dwight Strong was a part of, Nicolette Bethel, Ed Fields, Dr. Yvette Pintard-Nuri, and so really a wide berth of folks. At the time, Senator Renard Henfield, the wide folks were looking at this issue and saying, if we did something here, what would it look like? And we went to places like Bermuda, and we talked to folks in Jamaica and Trinidad, we talked to people in Canada, even as far as Australia, just to understand, what does this model look like? What would it look like in our space? And we also had a lot of conversations with those folks from the local government places in both Abaco. We went, I think, down to Cat Island. We talked to folks in Long Island. I mean, it was a lot of conversations with people that are doing this and living this. And what came back was a possibility that there could be a model here that could bring a better attention to our particular local community needs and give people the chance to get involved. And so their voice and their interest can have a say in their community. Whereas right now, we know everybody is going to central government to try and get these things solved. There might be a better opportunity. So this whole concept that Rise Bahamas is leading is about just consider what might it look like here. What are some of the research that was done, and how can people learn about it? And then, more importantly, have your say. What do you think about it? What do you think might work?
I think this is a great opportunity. Like when I talk with Tadar from Rise all the time, because she's a regular mm-hmm. on the show, and we appreciate that. And I've always said this is a great opportunity if you wanted to dip your toe in the water of life and politics. It's a right. way to get in. where to pay your dues, where to learn the system, and then see if you really want to do it or not.
Well, and I think that's where a lot of people do get into politics, right? Their interest is, I don't want to sit here and look at them that are going on outside my window. I want to do something about it. And right now, we have just one avenue that goes into public service, and that is by moving into trying to be elected as an MP or be part of that process. The reality is the MP role is really supposed to be representing your constituency at a national level. Those laws, those policies, that big level discussions, we want to make sure that we have a voice from our communities that goes in there. But we also know that right now our MPs get called into every little thing. So everything that's happening in a community, they're also called to manage that. And those, particularly those that are now ministers, that can be a very challenging circumstance. So a local model of government could be very complementary to what we currently have. And what a lot of folks have kind of questioned is, why would you put more money to this? Will it be, you know, another layer of bureaucracy? But the reality is, in many places, you can see a very effective model that just realigns some of the existing resources that we already have that are putting a very specific focus on a key area. And in New Providence, because we have such an active and necessary relationship in our communities, we want to make sure that those communities have the opportunity to use their resources, their ideas, and have a very clear way to get involved. This could be a great solution.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Donnie.
Hey,
Donnie.
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
Radio, now, like JJ just said, you know, sometimes they hate the messenger that brings the truth, you know. They always want us to listen to people that bring us nice little fancy talk and little nice sounding stories. But like KB always said, you got to keep their foot to the fire. No matter what color shirt you got, whether you got the red shirt, the blue shirt, the yellow shirt, the green shirt, it's all about the people of the country of the common, the most beautiful little country in the world. In my eyes, it's the Commonwealth of the world. It's about the people. I've been saying it. JJ been saying it. A lot of people have been saying it. The gentleman just made a nice little speech just not sound good, whoever he guesses. But it ain't about them, this country. It's about them serving their masters, the king. They come to us and sit on our porch with us and they say, they want us to get them. They want to get involved in politics because they want to go down the main street to represent us. And the first day they go in there, they pick up the Holy Bible, say, we are Christian nations. I come to represent the king and the queen, their heirs and successors. They were the ones that said they wanted to be our servants. And when we turn around and do what KB said, keep them from the fire, they turn around to be our bosses again. They put us back on the plantation again, and we can't do the things they say they want us to do. And I can say this again. They say they want us to encourage farming because we import too much food in our country that we can grow our own food to feed ourselves. So what they do, Donnie, they give you the land. They say, okay, here's your land. Thank you very much. That's a lot. I'll go out and farm. I said, okay. Now, I got my starter money to start. They say, okay, what's the problem? I can't get to the land because that big bunch of bush there and that bad road there. I said, okay. But I got Mr. Dozer down the road there. When the tractor come down to the road, I got the money that my investor or the people grant me the money to start. But I got Mr. Dozer to be able to get to the farm to start preparing the ground for me to do. Why not? Because I still got to wait for the Minister of Agriculture. I can't get to talk to him. Because he's always traveling to Elutra somewhere. He always busy. He always in House Assembly. He always the cabinet meeting. He always on TV.
So what it sounds like is you're a proponent for local government in New Providence and Sparky. So, it sounds like you need it.
Listen to me, Donnie. So I said, okay, let me talk to the chairman. You can't talk to him. Let me talk to the permanent secretary. You can't talk to him. When you get to talk to somebody, you talk to the secretary. Where the chairman and them in a meeting, they discussing that now. They've been discussing that from December the 15th, 2021. From 2021, Gordy, I've been telling you about this, right? Hello?
Yes, Sparky, I'm listening, and you have
from
been saying it.
2021, I've been telling you, they've been discussing this road for us to get to the land so Mr. Great Nose from Nose and Trucking can get to my land to start the tractor to tie the land upside down so I can start the farm. I got all the grants and everything for me to get the equipment and everything to start. But I can't get started because nobody won't talk with Smoky. But I got these beautiful dates in my hand to start from September 2021.
Sparky, boy,
I can't get to start.
Sound like the honeymoon over, Sparky.
But no, but I'm saying, now they say I cause a problem because I got my mouth out there and I talk about the same thing over and over. But guess what? They do the same thing over and over also. They talking about they in the meetings. They stay in the meetings. They stay traveling. But look at buddy.
Hey, listen, you need to, Sparky, you need to breathe.
Those are there with the tractor to start turning the soil over. So I can put up the fence.
All right,
so,
calm down before you trip, you slip on a step and fall down again, please, Sparky. Calm down. Go sit down under your tree, drink one of your cold brown bottles, and I can make some noise for you. Musa, please, Sparky. But it ties back again, Matt. I mean, Sparky's one of our passionate regular callers, mm-hmm. but I think if anybody should be part of this virtual meeting on the weekend, it should be Sparky.
Well,
a lot of things that he's complaining about, local government would be a great conduit to get some of those answers for.
Right, and we get focused obviously on the issues that we're contending with right now. But let's think about how we're going to solve this because this is not a unique circumstance, right? There's a lot of people challenged by the same thing. There's only a few places to go. Everything goes through the same hole, and you got to wait in your line to get those things served, regardless of where you are. Wouldn't it make better sense if there was an opportunity to get certain local decision making happening around how land is used, about getting permission to work a particular economic model or open up a business or figure out how to use public areas that is being done so from that community? The local government model that we looked at and created in a theoretical way looked at creating zones in each part of New Providence, 5 different zones, and all those zones were developed to kind of recognize some level of equity that each zone would have a group that might have a little more affluence, it might have a business district, it might have some resources so that it could develop things, but the development of that would happen from those unique communities. So challenges like what Sparky's talking about, those things might be able to be resolved if there wasn't such a bottleneck, if things were more clearly delineated and you could have certain things, smaller level things, decided at a community level. So thinking this through, you have to kind of take what are the challenges that we're seeing now and what could a model like this help to alleviate those challenges going forward?
Now, I think some of you guys texted in already. I'll get the information out for you again. And here it is again. It's going down on Saturday, March the 25th, okay, which is this Saturday. It is virtual. Imagine Local Government Day. It's a virtual meeting. And once you sign on, like I said, you have a chance to win $500 every hour because it's going from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Simply log on or simply register and sign the petition at www.risebahamas.net. And you got a chance every hour to win $500. Got a great panel. Got Mr. Pat Ramey, Mr. Ed Fields. Okay, we got Tennille Burris from Rise. We have your representative from Org.
Stefan Evans.
And then, of course, our very own, Scrooge. All right?
And I think
Valentino Brown. Let me call him government name, but I know him from Scrooge for years. So it is what it is. That's all of it.
So many of those folks sat in on what was that then committee. So they can speak to what this might look like. What Tennille and Rise Bahamas is doing is bringing forward this information where it didn't really see light of day before so that folks can think about it, consider it, and put it in a very real life context. This doesn't work unless people raise their voices and make their opinions known. And that's what Stefan will be talking about from on the organization responsible governance side is the whole concept of active citizenship. You know, JJ was talking about something that was directly affecting that community and calling for change. That power of the community voice is something we've really got to tap into. If we want to make sustainable change, giving spaces for places to for citizen voices to be heard and responded to is something that is a relatively new phenomenon we could see here in the Bahamas. But not everybody's as bold as JJ or Sparky. A lot of folks sit back and they feel like maybe my voice ain't gonna make a difference, or maybe I might, you know, incur some sort of victimization if I raise my voice. But if it's done in collection, if it's done towards a particular initiative that's going to drive change and the community calls for it, there's very little that political will can do against public will when it's really, really empowered.
All right, so let's get to the first break, Mr. Producer, because the text lines are going crazy. I got a ton of texts I need to get to. So on the flip side of the break, Matt, you got some texts coming at you.
Okay.
All right, and of course, the lines will continue to be open. And like I said, don't forget, it's all going down this Saturday. Imagine Local Government Day, all right? It's something that you definitely be a part of. It's virtual, and like Matt told you, it could be anywhere. Once you log on and Zoom in, you'll be good to go, okay? And I'll get you all the information before we wrap again today on how you can be a big part of that. But like I said, if you've always talked about, you know, local government and the necessity and the need for it here in New Providence, this is definitely your virtual seminar that you need to be a part of this weekend, all right? So I'll tell you more about that. But definitely local government is something that we do need, and we do need to advocate for it. Keep it right where you got it. We'll continue the Thursday, March 23rd edition of Talking Heads right after this.
Easter is right around the corner, and the Nassau Guardian is partnering with the Easter Bunny to give something special to you. Would you like to give your child an Easter basket filled to the brim with chocolate bunnies, surprise eggs, gift certificates, and more? Then you should enter your child into the Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. There are three different categories, 5 to 6, 7 to 9, and 10 to 13. Deadline for entry is Monday, April 3rd at 4 p.m. Purchase your copy of the Nassau Guardian to get your Easter coloring contest sign-up form. And let your children color away and win one of three baskets filled to the brim with Easter goodies from the Nassau Guardian. The Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. For more information, call 302-2370.
Well done, Easter Bunnies. Good job.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, mouth hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy come lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Nassau! Join Rise Bahamas online for Imagine Local Government Day, Saturday, March 25th at 11 a.m. Hosted by Naughty with music by DJ Bravo. Play our trivia for a chance to win $500 every hour until 2 p.m. Our speaker is Pat Ramming with appearances by Ed Fields, Valentino Scrooge Brown, and yours truly, Tenille Tadah Burrows. Inbox Rise Bahamas on Facebook or email risebahamas@gmail.com to register.
We are called for local government.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games. We gonna make your dreams come true. We playing with Island Games.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon, sandwiched inside a split classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Talking Heads, the Thursday, March 23rd edition continues right now. 4:42 p.m. is the time. Got my good friend Matt Aubrey from Aug Bahamas with me. And don't forget, it is all about Imagine Local Government Day on Saturday, March 25th. All right? It is a virtual seminar that you should definitely take part in if you have always had interest in loan. If you think local government is a requirement, is a necessity here in New Providence, you definitely want to be a part of that. All right? Awesome event. Music by my good friend DJ Bravo. Panelists Ed Fields, Tennille Tadal Burrows, Valentino Scrooge Brown. All right, special guest speaker, Mr. Pat Ramming, hosted by yours truly. So definitely, you definitely want to be a part of that. Got a chance to win some cash every hour, $500 every hour, simply by registering and signing the petition at www.risebahamas.net. All right, so if you want to be a part of it this Saturday, 11 to 2, you definitely need to be a part. All right. Now, Matt, let's check out the phone line, the text lines.
Mm-hmm.
Naughty, you and Matt and everybody else need to pray for Sparky. You're darned if you do and you're darned if you don't with Sparky. Naughty, the flipping Wi-Fi in some of the schools aren't working the mass majority of the times for the teachers to get some work done in the work hours. Tell JJ, join the line. All right, that's two mantles I have to pick up now, The Government Ground Park and, of course, Wi-Fi in the schools. Text to hit me back. Be a little more specific with some of those schools. If you know them, hit me back so I can do what I need to do. What else? Wow. Naughty, when are you going to let Lincoln Bain on the show? Simply write, management@guardiantalkradio.com. Say you want Lincoln to go one-on-one with the Naughty One, and we'll make it happen. Naughty, I agree with Sparky. BAMSI's supposed to be an educational institute for agriculture, but it is competing in sales with the farmers and 100% cutting their throats. Also, tell Sparky, don't feel bad. Tell Sparky, don't feel bad. He'll get tractor service in Nassau when supervisor in agriculture could get the tractor on their farm on Sunday. All right, that text is a little choppy, but what are you trying to say, texter, that Sparky should be able to get the tractor on his land because allegedly the supervisor from agriculture got it on his farm on a Sunday? Is that what your text said? Because it was a little jumble at the end. My opinion is completely against it. Let's put the energy behind fixing local government, not create another entity that will increase taxes.
And I think that's a key point. I mean, when we look at this for any kind of change, you want to do it not just this is going to be some kind of silver bullet. It's not going to fix all the problems. We've got to fix the existing systems. What the opportunity is could there be a different mechanism that helps folks to be able to get their interests done and managed in a quicker and more efficient and effective way? One of the principles of good governance is that. What we also saw is that the mechanism that would be looked at is by doing things sooner, by managing things more effectively, by dealing with infrastructure, by seizing opportunities that maybe are better management of road traffic or all those things, that there would be not only money gained within the community, but money available to reinvest in that community.
Another text coming in, Matt. Naughty, it's nice to think of what local government could be in New Providence, but look at local government in the Family Islands. Is that what we're really looking forward to? Well, obviously, if we're talking about local government in New Providence, that's one thing. But obviously, we wouldn't just leave it there. If local government elsewhere throughout the archipelago needs to improve, then you address it.
And local government was part of the last administration's manifesto, and here in the blueprint for change that the current government is talking about, it's also an item that they put forward as a priority. So moving in this space has been, you know, part of a government plan for at least the last two administrations. What this exercise is looking at how does that then bring it forward. How can it be, and more importantly, giving citizens a voice before it gets decided upon for you to say, this is what we think about it. This is how we could, how it could work for us. So I think it's important to look and hear what's been done, but then more important to express yourself. We do a lot of work, I said, in the whole concept of active citizenship. Stefan and his team have been going not only here in Nassau, but they've been already to five different islands, and they're going to go to some of the other islands, sitting and meet with people in the communities and talking about how do you get those ideas, those thoughts, and those solutions out that you know need to happen in your community. And the current system is challenging to make that happen. So why wouldn't we think about a different type of system?
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, yes, CG, this is going to be pivotal.
Oh, CG, what's happening, man?
This is going to pivot. This is going to pivot us. You know why? Because I heard something earlier that says the power of the people. And when you stir up the people to really follow something that's going to be beneficial and you get them on board with this local government initiative, it's going to show up the buffoons that we've been electing to represent us, how they were just absolutely doing nothing, not giving the power to the people, but keeping the power to themselves. And I think this is going to be pivotal, this, especially just a couple years before election. You guys are going to show the Bahamas that we can do it, and we've been electing people to do it, but they've been doing something else. Now, that's the way I summarize it, and I want Guardian Radio to continue to push this local government. The gentleman you have on right now, he sounds like he could really take us someplace. Why doesn't he decide to just don't run, but just keep running? Have a good day, eh?
All right, CG.
I couldn't have said it better.
CG's on point, man.
Raise the game, and it changes it for all of us. And yeah, I mean, our whole point is that there's ways for everyone's voice to matter. You know, when you want to get involved in local government or get involved in government, usually the most direct interest for those community-based folks is to make a difference. When Tada was running, her whole goal was, how do I make sure that Elizabeth is the kind of place that I want to live in and can give back to our families and our communities and our kids? There needs to be a focus on that because it's getting lost in some ways.
Got some more text for you, Matt. Great show as usual, Naughty. If we have local government, how much will the salary be?
So there, I don't want to misspeak, but it is in the report. So if you go to risebahamas.net, you'll get a chance to look at the report. There were some recommendations on what salary levels were. Off the top of my head, I cannot recall it, and I apologize.
Also, the local government will become, because we are a political country. Also, how could one become a part of local government?
So the proposed scenario was that there would be elections for a council, an elected council. That council would make determinations and planning and visions for what I think we called it a district. What that district would be able to what they want to achieve, rather, and that then there would be an elected mayor position, and all of those positions would have to live in that district. They would have to come from that community. They'd have to make sure that they were living there in order to represent it, and that it would not be a politically partisan voting component. So it would be driven from individuals, and there were requirements that they would have to meet in order to be able to qualify to be a candidate, as well as obviously being voted for by their, you know, neighbors and community members.
Here's another one for you. All right, Claude, I see. I'm coming to you right now. Couple of questions for you. Will local government be able to approve government contracts? And how much power will local government actually levy or have?
Right. And so there were the whole component of this was looking at ensuring that there's some level of decision making. And so the level of contracting would probably be much smaller than you see. It wouldn't be big government contracts, but it would be related to some of the components that were decided are under the responsibility of local government. So if that's local infrastructure, maintenance of the repair of the roads, you know, cleaning and managing the public spaces, those types of things. Additionally, though, there was also, and what we've seen as one of the more effective things in local government, is having some financial capacity, meaning that you could generate revenue, that you could also make decision making on how to expend that revenue. So both of those features would be part of a model that seems to work in many other places and should be considered here.
All right, let's check the phone line. Corner B's coming right to you, man. Call back if you really want to get your point across. You all got to let us, you know, finish the statement and then answer the phone. There you go, Mr. Producer. Get it quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Marty, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. Hello to you, Jeff.
Hello, how are you?
I've been the show from the beginning. You guys talking about local government?
Correct. And Imagine Local Government, the seminar, Imagine Local Government Day, which is going on March 25th. Rise Bahamas is, hosting it, along with Org, and definitely got a great panel. And it is discussing what would local government look like here in New Providence.
I don't see local government here in New Providence. Really, I don't see it.
And why is that?
Okay, let's take the example. I have an active, very active community association, right? And for some reason, politicians don't like association. If you're in label under a political party, they don't believe an independent community association. They'll try everything in the world to block you, to discourage persons. It's easy. It's not easy. So imagine local government now. Who have a say as like the other person was saying, contract. How can local government manage government contract? That is very world, very...
No, you're saying it's fairy tale land and la la land, you mean? That's what you mean?
What world is that? You could see that. Come on now. Huh?
But at the end of the day, you have to look at all the questions folks ask in relation to local government if you want to have a model that actually could be successful and work and actually incorporate associations such as yours into the process.
And I want to commend you and your association because being involved is not an easy thing. I mean, there's a lot of challenges to being involved. But you also know that once people's ideas and thoughts and collective energy comes together, a lot can happen, and I'm not sure that there's enough opportunity for that here. So could it be a vehicle that helps to leverage what you've already started to do in your community and get that into a more formal space?
That sounds all good.
I think you should be part of that Zoom on the weekend, part of that virtual seminar, and take it in for yourself and see what the options are. But
I would love to.
And you know you have a platform here with me for your association. Whatever you need to get out as far as that association goes, you let me know and we'll make it happen for you, all right?
No problem, buddy.
All right, thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks for calling.
Let's get the other calls there, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hey, Nutty.
Hey, what's going on, JJ?
Man, yeah, man, I heard the call back. You know, I've been on talk show for all these years, right? Over 40 plus years. And I was on Leonard and Martin for many years with the airport money. See, when I get my smartphone, I like, do my thing. See, now they like to read. See, people call me back in the corner.
Call it, but that's okay.
But what's this? I had to buy the Guardian, the Tribune, and the Punch every day, you know. You know what money my business be buying too, but...
Well, I bet you missed the Punch, eh?
Yeah. See, so what do you they lose us. They don't want people to talk with them. See, I got 8 children I signed for, 5 grandchildren, 20 brothers, nieces and nephews, you know. They can't buy land on the country, but not even that thing, but one woman called a doctor and said, "JJ, now we get, I listened to this morning, we get $42 million. The Americans want to pay us a long time, you know. But they know we put that money consolidated, but they make sure I come do this law to make sure that money go to fix the back and show the towers. I'm a very wrong with all, I hang up and listen."
There you go, JJ. Why you just read? Why you just be on point? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, awesome. I just want to say good afternoon to you and your guests. This is the first time I'm actually calling in on your show.
All right, thanks.
And I definitely support this cause. And I was calling because I was wondering, how do I become a part of local government? I would definitely like to join the cause, definitely, because it's so needed. Because speaking from both sides and our parties that have been representing us, for some reason, after they're elected, they become extremely busy. And they don't return calls, and they're too busy to see you, no matter what day. Definitely local government is not, even though the things are the way they are on the island when it comes to local government. I think Nassau should be the example that our islands can follow, because we are so overpopulated. So I think local government is definitely needed here.
All right, well, definitely you should log on to risebahamas.net for the petition. Register for the online seminar this weekend and be a part of it. I think it'll be very informative to you, and you got a lot of your questions answered.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. Good show, and I'm definitely tuned in.
All right. Keep on listening. Keep on calling in. All right, Matt. I got a couple of questions for you before we get out of here. But these taxes are hot today, boy. Naughty, I honestly love the idea of local council or local government, but I feel like money will sway the individuals like it seems to do some of our government officials. Not saying to go ahead with it because I'm not saying not to go ahead with it, because I'm definitely hoping for the best. Can I register for myself and my husband for the same email?
I think you can register for the same email. I think the chances though that they enter you for winning might only be one email. So if you have two, it might be worth it to go ahead and try registering for two. But to your point, you'll also read in the report, one of the things that we brought forward from an org perspective is that we need to ensure levels of accountability and transparency at all levels. Those things have to change at a national level. They have to need to be a part of all local government. They need to be a part of a greater value that Bahamians have related to making sure that things are done in the right way, and that there are fair and equitable opportunities, and that people know how decisions are being made and how monies are being passed, not that it's being done in the same dark space that it has been in past. We're making a lot of changes in our systems. You see more use of technology for accessing government services. The procurement laws that were just recently debated and passed, they call for a transparency. You have to register as a vendor. The bids need to be presented clearly. Those should be the same components and expectations for any level of government coming forward, because it is ultimately the people's money, and the people should have the right to understand how it's being used and that it's being used in their best interest.
But I want to thank you for stopping by, man. I appreciate you. Always informative, always candid. And we're going to keep getting this right till we get a Freedom of Information Act, till we get transparency, accountability, and some other things we need, you know?
Well, you've been...
The return of the Procurement Act as well.
You've been a consistent and loud voice, and we really appreciate it. So, folks, please register for this event at risebahamas.net. Check everybody out. Please check out orgbahamas.com. Look for us in our Active Citizens Bahamas session so you too can get involved. And we really say the tagline is always get informed and get involved, and you can make a difference.
And to the last text, Naughty, the Guardian wouldn't let Lincoln on the road in front of the property, much less on the radio shows. Well, that's why, if you say, management at guardianradio.net, guardianradio.com, boom, management at guardiantalkradio.com, say you want Lincoln to go one-on-one with the Naughty One. You know, I ain't never scared, and we make it happen. Help me to help you get your boy on here and go one-on-one with me, all right? I hope you're all ready for it. Now, if that's the case, get all them COI members, one big mass email, and it should happen. Okay? Until you all do that, I can do nothing for you, man. Let's go to the break.
Experience a flavor explosion with the new Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich from Dunkin', loaded with juicy chicken, marinara sauce, a generous drizzle of pesto sauce, all topped off with melted cheese and served on a warm, flaky croissant. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Italian mozzarella chicken sandwich combo includes a bag of baked Lay's and a freshly brewed iced tea. Enjoy a taste of Italy in every bite. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The ultimate sandwich experience starts with a bite of the KFC barbecue glazed zinger and a flavor explosion of crispy, juicy, 100% premium white meat spicy filet, KFC barbecue sauce, lettuce, cheese, and smoky bacon on a toasted brioche bun. The perfect balance of heat and sweet. You won't be able to resist the KFC barbecue glazed zinger. Made by the fried chicken sandwich experts, the KFC barbecue glazed zinger is available for a limited time. Try one today. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
My business couldn't survive without my credit card machine from Fidelity. It's fast, convenient, and my clients love it. My sales increased, and I can track my earnings. Get your credit card machine from Fidelity today. Call 356-7764. Fidelity, we're good
for you.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Easter is right around the corner, and the Nassau Guardian is partnering with the Easter Bunny to give something special to you. Would you like to give your child an Easter basket filled to the brim with chocolate bunnies, surprise eggs, gift certificates, and more? Then you should enter your child into the Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. There are three different categories, 5 to 6, 7 to 9, and 10 to 13. Deadline for entry is Monday, April 3rd at 4 p.m. Purchase your copy of the Nassau Guardian to get your Easter coloring contest sign-up form. I'll let your children color away and win one of three baskets filled to the brim with Easter goodies from the Nassau Guardian. The Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. For more information, call 302-2370.
Well done, Easter Bunnies! Good job!
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Thursday, March 23rd edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And we're into the 5 o'clock hour. 5, 10 p.m. is the time, so you know we're talking sports. And we got to set it off like we always do with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And, you know, it's well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Chopin Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. All right, and be sure to check them out. Happy hour every Wednesday, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at Naughty Johnny's. Give them a call, see what they got going on for you. 377-7776. All right. Today in sports history. 1952, on this date, March 23rd, 1952, Bill Mozienko of the Chicago Blackhawks scored the fastest hat trick in NHL history. He scored 3 goals in 21 seconds. 1971, the Boston Patriots officially announced the name would change to the New England Patriots. 1972, Evel Knievel broke 93 bones after successfully jumping 35 cars. 1990, the London Monarchs beat the Frankfurt Galaxy 24-11 in the World League of American Football in the first game. 1994, Wayne Gretzky of the Los Angeles Kings scored his 802nd NHL career goal to pass Gordie Howe as the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer. 1995, Jaromir Jagr of the Pittsburgh Penguins became the first European player to lead the NHL in scoring. And in 2002, Keith Tkachuk of the St. Louis Blues slashed Lyle Odorlin's Chicago Blackhawks during a game on March 25th, 2002. Tkachuk was suspended for 1 game without pay for the incident. Sports quote of the day, do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. John Wooden. All right? It's a pretty good quote right there from Wooden. He's one of the greatest ever, for sure. All right, that's the wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's get up into the local sports scene. And, of course, the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Mr. Producer, we got Purdy chimed in yet. Purdy, what's going on, my brother?
Yeah, how you doing? I'm right here.
You muted yourself out, but, yeah, glad to have you back.
I'm back, though.
Yeah, I know, good. And I'm sure Peter will be chiming in short order. But
here. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? All right, so we got Peter in studio zoomed in. We got Purdy zoomed in. And, of course, we got our guest from the Bahamas Flag Football League. Of course, we got the ladies' division in the house today. We got a big, strong representation today. We got, Octavia Dean from the Avengers.
Yes,
we got Jade Knowles from the Wildcats. Yes. Keisha Marshall of the Hawks. And Annie Pierre of the Assassins. So we want to welcome all of those ladies to the show today.
My Avengers.
Peter, whatever you got going on in the background, bring the volume down a little bit. I hear dogs barking, chains ringing, ding-a-ling.
That's your next door neighbor. That's your neighbor that's passing, making noise.
Okay, so we good. All right, so Peter, I know you were out and I checking out the games last week. A lot of big scores coming in this week. And give us your little recap and then we're going to talk to our guest.
It was a week of incredible defenses and quite a few shutouts and a lot of unexpected play from teams that you the underdog. You thought they were gonna probably lose by a field goal or by a score, but they came through, especially in the men's division. The Wildcats, the ladies' division, they boom goes the dynamite. They were just lights out, 40 to nothing.
40 to nothing
in the rain. That's the thing. To put up 40 points in the rain is hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. But I remember you play tackle football, so you know the ball's just different. The play is different when it's raining a lot, and it just slows you down. So put up 40 points. If it was raining, maybe they put up 60. We don't know.
Well, I mean, you look at the standings. You got the Paradise Games Wildcats 2-0, Sands Passion Fruit Hawks 2-0, Cairo Contractor Avengers 1-1. Fidelity Money Max of Phoenix Fire, they're 1-1. The Spectrum Assassins are 0-2. And the Bamboo Shack Lady Jaguars are 2. They're eating the wrong chicken. If they're eating that KFC, that'd have been better off. They'd have to win. But anyway, that's a different story of another day.
Peter, who did my Avengers beat last week?
Well, your Avengers played well last week, and they beat the Fidelity Money Max Phoenix Fire.
I wonder what Phoenix Fire record is now.
1-1?
It's 1-1.
Oh, okay. All right. Just checking. I'm just trying to check it out,
I'm looking at the tail of two tapes, though. Like you said, Peter, there's a lot of defense played in the league by some and not by many. You got the 0-2 squad. They've allowed 50 points and haven't scored any. You got an 0-2 squad allowed 20 points and only scored 6. You got a 1-1 squad that has allowed 6. And scored 6.
Mm-hmm.
You got a 1-1 team that's scored 6 and allowed 1. Mm-hmm. You got another one that scored 24 and allowed 6.
That's my Avengers, I think.
Yeah, 6-1 is your Avengers. That's right. 24-6 is the Hawks, and the Wildcats, 41-4, nothing against. That's a juggernaut defense right there, boy. I know Filthy is looking down and smiling because that's his kind of defense right there.
Yes, it is.
All right, so we got Jade in studio from the Wildcats. Jade.
Hey, Jade. Nice to see you again, Jade.
Hi, how are you? I see you have backup this time. Your Avengers on.
Yes, I'm excited.
Hey, you know,
Jade, what was it like in the game, in the rain? Well, what was that like? And I believe one of your players threw a touchdown, caught a touchdown, and ran for a touchdown too, right?
Yeah, one of our rookie players this year, she threw a touchdown, she ran in for a touchdown, and she actually caught a touchdown. So she was definitely the star of the day. But touchdowns were brought across the board. Like, I think we had six different persons who all had touchdowns that day. But it was fun. I think that was more our ball, more our day. We like playing in the rain. We like to get dirty. If you're all guilty, we used to have mud baths during practice. So playing in the rain is like water for us.
Now, some of the other games that were played on the weekend, Peter, who else played this past weekend?
Well, the thing is, you look at the Hawks. The Hawks got into win column, and they had a tough game against the Assassins. And that game in the first half could have gone either way. And I didn't know if the Hawks offense had some sparks, looked like, you know, they could get going. Then they kind of stalled out. But in the second half, the Hawks offense got going. And they end up winning the game. I think we have one of the players who's with us today. Do you feel you're getting close to where you want to be from a team standpoint?
Was it really a tough game, though, Peter? I wouldn't say that. But, I mean, we're getting there. We have quite a few rookies on the roster this year. And so every week it's really about just building chemistry, remembering players, remembering responsibilities and assignments.
Boy, look here, one thing I can say about the women's division of the Bombers Flag Football League, smack talk is at a premium. Everybody, Nikki, everybody got some saltiness. I love it.
It's interesting, though, Nadi, that, you know, that she would say that it wasn't that tough of a game when, you know, anybody out there could see that we gave them definitely a run for their money, to the point that in the second half, they decided that they would take a kneel with 30 seconds still on the clock, with the game being able to go anyway. But, you know, I am out here just to have some good fun. So if they want to say that, then go right ahead.
21 seconds on the clock when we have a two-score lead.
I'm loving it.
You did 27 seconds on the clock. Your team has no timeouts.
It was 14-6. You guys were sitting.
Your team has no timeouts.
So therefore, it didn't have to be a timeout. We could have gotten you in your safety zone, and you would have had to turn that ball over with 20-something seconds. And then
we had no reason to.
20 seconds. Well, like I said,
I'm just listening. I'm just letting it transpire.
Run scared, and we'll see it happen again. Don't worry about it.
All right, so let's circle the calendars. When do y'all play each other again? That's what I want to know. When do y'all play each other again?
I'm really not concerned about when we play them again because I have other.
Yeah, but me and Pearly are. We want to get a cooler band. Come out and see what can go down in this next one.
I think that could be fun.
You can follow the BFF page on Facebook.
All the games are all every week the schedule is posted there.
Because it's got a little Baltimore Ravens, Pittsburgh Steelers kind of NFC North kind of swag to it. I want to see this.
Steelers all the way.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Oh God.
We'll pray for you as we do for our friend Obie Roberts. All right,
the Avengers played pretty well too. They got in the win column. I believe they won 6-0, so you know, they're happy. And then they beat the Phoenix Fire, so they lost the week before, but they got it together. In fact, the Avengers men's team is winless so far.
Peter, you glanced over. They lost the week. Let them know they lost 1-0 the week before. It wasn't like they got beat 4-0 or something like that. Let's get this right. 1-0.
Well, y'all really on this 1-0. I can't wait till we play them again and actually put some numbers on the board. Then let me hear what they got to say.
Oh, brother. Oh, brother.
Wait, Listen, yeah.
Y'all beat us.
A win, because guess what? We have two W's and they have a W and a loss. So I don't see what we're running on with right now.
Listen,
I don't see it.
I like this. And brother, you get drag hook, line, and singer into this. You see, I stand firmly on the fence. But you get drag wholesale into this.
I will you do.
All right.
I love it, Jade.
Now
people are here wearing but taking a knee and they ain't got no W's on the board.
I know. Keisha, last time I checked, Wildcats was number one, Hawks was number two. I don't understand why they weren't about how much points was on the board last
week. Let me just interject now. It's only two weeks into the season, okay?
I don't want the fellas come on. I just want to hear the women talk from now.
After this amount of smack talk, I don't think the fellas got it. I done heard them, but they sound a little wishy-washy compared to these ladies. I'll be honest with you.
These ladies don't play. I love it.
Listen, everybody wants to talk about that 2-0-2. That may be the case, but we are a brand new team. We have 25% or maybe 30%+ of our players are brand spanking new. Some of our players are veterans that haven't played in years, so they're getting readjusted to the rules and everything again. And then of course you have other persons on the team, but you know, 0-2 is just the beginning. That's where it starts.
And let me ask you a question.
In the process of meshing and everything right now, so run your tape and we'll see you guys when it's
ready. Let me ask you a question. Have you guys played the Avengers yet?
No.
So no. That's three losses.
All right, pretty stop. All right, now let me ask you.
The Avengers, hold on, Pearlie, because this dude is.
No, listen, you will come to learn. With Pearlie, once he pick a team, he will go down like the Hindenburg and the Titanic with that team.
I play in the violin, fam.
Just so you know,
Win, lose, or draw with them.
The Avengers, correct, Pearlie?
I'm an Avenger.
You're an Avenger, right, Pearlie? You're claiming the Avenger, right?
Now, yes, I'm claiming Avenger.
I just want to let them...
I know Jade, I know Annie, but the two young ladies, I still can't remember the names who I met in Lumpy's Club in Chippingham, who tell me the Avengers. That's how I became an Avenger fan.
Anyway,
That's probably one of my linebackers.
She's the linebacker.
Yeah,
she
played... Probably...
Now, listen,
yeah.
Pearlie, I do want to say now, Avengers, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but when he talks about you, it sounds just like when he's talking about the Dolphins, and we know how that is end up, so I just want to let you know, Pearlie might be a little bad luck talisman to y'all, you know, I just want to let y'all know that. And on that, Pearlie's gone mute.
He's gone.
Now,
the Lady Avengers are 1-0. Sorry, they're 1-1. But the male Avenger team is 0-2. So,
Peter, you don't get the message. Yeah. We'll talk about the dudes next week. We're trying to wrap this segment up now.
No, what I'm saying is that I hope that the ladies team gives the men's team some advice.
Yeah,
this week.
Now, let me ask you guys. There's teams in the division. Now, does everybody qualify for the playoffs, or only X amount of teams qualify for the playoffs?
Yes, everybody qualifies to play off in the women's league.
Oh, so this could get real juicy this year, man. So now I can see where y'all going. You might have a slow start now, but if you catch lightning at the bottom toward the end of the year, going to the playoffs on a win streak, anything can happen, right?
Yeah, you got to win first,
Sunday.
There you go. So you got six teams. You got six teams that are going to automatically make the playoffs and be seeded. And how many games do y'all play for the season?
You play everybody twice.
So 16, at least 12 games.
No. So it's it's a nine game regular season.
Yeah.
Okay, so who we got off the top of your head, who plays this week? Because I don't have the website readily available in front of me. So
I can tell you who's playing this week for the women's division. We have the Bamboo Shack Lady Jaguars squaring off against the Avengers.
Okay, I'm gonna pick the Avengers in that one.
Mm-hmm. And we've got the Paradise Game Wildcats against the Spectrum Assassins. That's the 2:45 game.
Well, I'm gonna pick the Wildcats in that one.
He's smart.
And I'm gonna say this week that I'm gonna go out on the ledge and say maybe two shutouts in a row.
Negative.
Y'all make me look good for filthy, okay?
And lastly, we have the Sands Passion Food Hawks versus the Fidelity Money Max Phoenix Fire. That's the late game at 4 p.m.
Well, we got to flip this one here. We got to do a coin flip on this one. And I say I got to go with the Hawks. They 2-0, so, you know, and I, you know, my rule with undefeated. Until they get beat, you got to repeat.
Well, we've had Bianca on the show before, and she's on the Phoenix Fire, so I'm sure she's itching for a win. It was a close game last week, and here she's revving up and ready to go for this week. So we will see what happens. But remember, this week, the games are at the Winton Rugby Field this week only. And then the following week, we return to the National Stadium.
All right, I got a couple of things before we wrap the segment. Got a couple of texts coming in. I obviously, this is a disgruntled texter. I don't know who they support. Hi, Naughty. The Wildcats, no, they played a dead team, so please stop.
Ooh. How about they say what team they are?
Let me know. Because you old. See, if they were 0-6, I could see you saying it's a dead. They only 0-2. That's kickoffs. Let me see what happens after another couple of weeks.
Every week
it could be an excuse.
Sexton, just allow me to know which team you play for, because all four ladies from the four teams would like to know
what
team
says?
You play for. They don't want to know who you are. They just want to know what team you play for, and they'll probably figure it out from there.
They ain't going to sing.
Why? Because they're dead, too.
Okay. Oh, Lord. Pearly, you need to tell your Avengers, stop trolling people on social media and on the text lines, because this is the text is saying I'm a proud Avenger.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Oh boy.
I like that. We're never gonna stop.
Boy, look here, we came in here for flag football interview and it turned into Real Housewives of the Pigskin Valley.
Oh boy.
You know what I was just about to say, Naughty, just remind me of that, but we gotta call them like the women of flag football. You're something like that, you
Peter,
know?
Listen, man. Peter, we give you a hard time for a lot of the stuff you bring to this show. And we might be talking basketball and you decide to talk field hockey. But guess what? To say get the flag football league as a segment on every week during the season, that'll fill some time between now and the NFL. That has been your most brilliant contribution to the show, my brother. And I salute you for it.
Credit where credit due. Particularly these beautiful young ladies. Don't bring the fellas.
The fellas done texted me. Hold on now, Naughty. We got some fellas who could bring it. We need to be on the studio next week. So they could be, but you gotta have a win in the column to come on the show. So, you know.
No, but let them know. If they can't have come half stepping and can't match up with Jade or Dakota or one of these young ladies talk, tell them don't come.
Oh God, let's go to the phone lines and see what this.
We got the Adam on the boy from the Predators. Everyone on the Predators can talk smack.
All right, listen, we're gonna go to the phone lines now, though. So you guys listening, I don't know who this is on the phone line, so buckle up. I don't know if this is smack talk or if this is the actual question. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's that?
Sparky calling Mark on.
What you got, Sparky? Sparky. Boy, Sparky, look like we lost you on that one. Try calling me back, Sparks. So real quick, before we get to the break, we got the games matched up, lined up for this week. Ladies, you got anything to say going in this weekend before you play and for your opponents, all right? We got Jade in studio, so we'll start with her.
Listen, Wildcats are just here to play their game. I mean, the season's just started. We love it. We love the way it's going. We want to keep that way. And hopefully no teams walk off when we play them because they're getting beat too bad. But, you know, another story for another day.
Oh, Lord. Some things don't die around here, boy.
Naughty, understand the context of that. Because
I know. I remember we were there covering it. I remember. Yeah. I watched it play out. It was
major shade
promotion for a drinks company and a certain web shop. Yes, indeed. I remember it well. All right, so we got Octavia Dean from the Avengers. Octavia, what you got before we get out of it? And thanks again for chiming in.
No problem. Thank you for having us. Nothing, you know, we're just coming out again. We're going to play our best game. It doesn't matter who we're playing. We're always going to give it our best, you know. And I appreciate the fact that even now, months later, people still think about us. You know, I appreciate that. I know you
want
to go to sleep with me, but I like that.
Keep it going. I love it.
The same team we just beat last week.
Boy, I tell you, I love it. The
resilience
is thick in this league.
I lost it. That was last week.
Wow.
Don't worry about it. Wow. It's all good.
All right. So before we get out of here, Keisha, you have anything to say before you get out of here?
Dakota, Naughty.
Oh, Dakota, sorry. They sent me Keisha, so don't blame me. Dwayne, Dwight, and Peter, okay? It's not my fault. I'm only going on what I was texting.
Yeah, Dakota.
All right? And listen, you know I should not have a problem remembering Dakota because my favorite quarterback is named Dakota Rain Prescott. So that shouldn't be the problem. I'll never forget it again.
No, God.
And not just because of that, the Hawks are my second favorite team in the league. See that? And just because of that, based on that fact that you named after Dak, and I'm going to call you Dak when I see you, boom, that's how that goes. My number two
kid. And also, Naughty, it's such a coincidence that I'm also my team's quarterback.
And
so they
I hope to Jesus you didn't throw 15 interceptions last year.
I hope you don't have the same success Dak had throwing all them interceptions.
I just said it there, you dolphin pawn scum. Be quiet, Earl. Anyway.
I don't have much to say. Hawks just do what we always do. Come out, do our best, enjoy the game, and try to go home with a W. That's it.
There you go. And last but definitely not least, we got Annie Pierre from the Assassins.
Yes, thank you, Naughty, for having us. Definitely a pleasure to be with you guys today. We may be the underdogs right now, but like Assassins do, we sneak up on you in the night, so watch out.
You see, that's the assassin. You're off to a slow start. You know, things may get it. Watch out for ninja stars and tacks and oil slicks and everything. Because I sound like you all to break it all out. You all sound like a real good episode of the WWE, man. It's been a hoot having you all here this week. And we look forward to having you all again. Peter will coordinate with you all. Good luck this weekend. And let us know. Keep us posted with the scores. And we'll get you all next week and we'll chop it up. Peter, you got anything to say before we wrap?
All right, y'all have a good one. Thanks, Naughty, for the invitation.
No problem. You guys take care, man. All right.
Thank you for coming.
Good luck this week. And Dwight and Peter, get the names right next time. I ain't trying to take no chicken from no quarterbacks and all that kind of
Peter,
stuff.
Thank you very much.
Let's get to the breaks.
Bianca texted me and said that she's listening. Y'all sound fantastic.
There you go, man. We'll talk soon. Y'all have a good weekend and good luck. We'll get to the break now. On flip side of the break, we'll be going international. Who's in and who's out? All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Talking NBA, Major League Baseball, and the NFL. Keep it right where you got it. The Thursday, March 23rd edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Original or hot and spicy?
Feeling original? Think twice. Here's some precise advice. Always add the spice.
Hey, that's great. Take your time, brother. I don't want you to run too far out with your spicy self.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, motor hot, but you still ain't got the right flavor.
Listen, just like the Colonel, I'm an original. You? There's a spicy gum lately.
You think so? Original. You could never.
There's no winning flavor. They're all finger-licking good. Only at KFC Nassau.
People, what you thinking?
We want something different. Uh-huh.
People, what you wanting?
We want love the government.
I can tell them no more slunking.
We want see it function.
I can tell them no more joking.
I forgot.
Gone down Blue Hill Road. Gone down Village Road. Gone down Nassau Road. We want local government. We want local government.
Fix the road.
We want local government.
Share the love.
We want local government.
We are called for local government.
Sign the petition and find out more information at risebahamas.net.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live. At Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
It's so rewarding. With my Fidelity credit card, I get the best prices with price protection. Earn and redeem freedom points at my favorite stores. Get cash back. Plus, I booked a cruise. Get your Fidelity credit card today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
George!
Dakota Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Experience the pure deliciousness of Dunkin's Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. This sweet and savory breakfast treat stacks a fluffy egg and smoked bacon, sandwiched in set classic Dunkin' Glazed Donut. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Stop by your favorite Dunkin' today and take breakfast to a fun and tasty level with the Dunkin' Glazed Donut Breakfast Sandwich. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Boise, and Boise is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their face page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Talking Heads, the Thursday, March 23rd edition continues right now. We got to get into the Who's In and Who's Out segment. And, of course, we got Rich Eisen with the final 10 taking us home today. And, of course, he's got the top five quarterbacks in the NFC after Aaron Rodgers' departure. So that should be kind of interesting to check out. You know, Rich Eisen always gives a great take on that. So we'll have a listen out for that. Peter's still there as well. Purdy, I know you there. Peter, you still there?
He's here, but he's muted.
All right, so Mr. Purdy, you got the final 10 lined up, but a couple of things we got to talk about, Purdy. The biggest thing right now, I don't know if you've seen it. I just saw it go across the clicker at the bottom of my phone. I got a notice, but apparently the queen, I mean, the self-claimed king, LeBron, is going to make a return. And he's noticed, you know this date is? He says there's no date for his return.
I saw that. I wonder if you saw something else.
That's why I was being facetious, Burley.
And the Lakers came up a very big win last night, a huge win
Listen, Austin Reeves. Listen, they need to give him that $50 million contract. They need to keep
that
Austin Reeves.
That brother confidence level has grown through the roof right now. He's playing with such poise, with confidence. Nobody can stop him.
Yeah. And he's going to get paid.
He should.
And deserves every penny.
And to think about he only got on the team on an impromptu tryout.
If you told me a week ago that Ja Morant comes back before LeBron James, I'd tell you you're out of your mind.
Well,
fast forward.
Honestly, actually, for you to think LeBron is coming back before Ja Morant, I think you're out of your mind.
Well, Ja Morant's suspended indefinitely. You know,
brother,
all that.
That reeked would let them get them back just before the playoffs so they could be ready for a run. And I know they was going to never keep him out into the playoffs. And I thought it ended up being an 8-game suspension.
Well, a lot of people thought it should have been more, but.
We're about to play for the Lakers because we could use the help. But we need LeBron James back for the first round of the playoffs. We need him back.
I turn level right now, it'll never need to bring him back. I don't care if I get beat in the first round of playoffs. I like this team and the way it's developing. I think this team could grow with a bit another piece, a really good team.
I think this piece could be dynamic with another piece.
That brother in Portland won out.
Hey.
Nicely in LA.
Listen. Purdy, can you imagine what we could do with that team minus LeBron and his salary? That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Let's speculate. Let's say you trade LeBron James. What are you getting in return?
No. Ain't no trade can happen. So get out your head. That ain't gonna happen. Who can trade for him?
Many teams would love to have him.
No, because no. With all due respect,
stupid enough to trade for him, they'll give up the house for him.
With all due respect, now a lot of people are not gonna go all in on that move for simple things. Over the last 3 years, there's something attached to LeBron now that he's never had before. And despite the $1 million a year investment in his body, it's injury prone. Look at the last 3 years and the magnitude of the games that he's missed.
That's the point I'm raising. And what I'm saying is, if somebody was stupid enough to sign him, they can give him the house because they got to be that fool to even want to trade for him.
Listen, there's two dudes.
He's not missing 50 games a season. He's not.
Well, how many has he missed now this year already? Hold on. How many games he missed this year? How many games he missed this year, Peter?
Not 50 games. He hasn't missed 50 games a season.
Peter.
I mean, there's only 82 games in a season. You tell me he's missed more than 50 of them? I don't know. I don't believe that.
I gotta see right now. Google it.
I remember missing all that game.
How many games did LeBron James miss? Okay. He's played in 47 games this season, and they played 72. So he's already missed 37. Well, do the math. 72 minus 47.
There you go. Not 50. So there you go.
It's 25, though. No, hold on. It's 25, though, Peter. Whoa. Stop. 25 is still a magnitude of games for somebody of his stature. And outside of an Achilles, I never heard of Kobe missing 25 in a year. MJ didn't miss no 25 in a year.
How old is LeBron? How old is he?
38.
Was Kobe playing at 38?
I think he had retired at 36.
Michael might have been when he
Was Kobe still playing on a busted Achilles, dropping 61 on the way out the door? Don't forget that part now, since we're talking history.
Naughty, why do I feel as if you believe that the Lakers are better off with LeBron not playing?
I feel, obviously they've been winning, right?
Oh, come on.
Hold on, Peter. Peter.
The team is better with him on the floor.
Peter, it is better with him. Hold on. It's better with him on the floor, but is the organization better with him long term? No.
We're just talking about this year playoffs. I'm worried about 2025.
Okay, and when he comes back and they possibly make the playoffs or possibly make a first round run and they go on by the second round, it will be the same petulant, let me blame my teammates. No, listen, what the Lakers need to do is focus on keeping Reeves and D'Angelo Russell. That's what they need to do.
The minute LeBron comes out, all we see but Reeves goes out the door. Reeves is the second team. So D'Angelo Russell, some one of them can lose minutes and lose touches on the ball. Because LeBron is ball dominant and it's working now. The team, is not a championship team but right now. But I don't think they're a championship team with him.
Exactly.
If we win the championship this year with him, I'd be happy, but I don't see that happening.
We look at the standings though.
Do we get any better off with him in the playoff run or without him? Do we get to win a first round that he's with us if we make the playoffs?
And look,
if we have to end up playing the play-in game, do we win that with him?
And listen to the type of injury that he's dealing with. That foot now has gone from a sprained foot to now them starting to bring up the dreaded Lisfranc injury.
Lisfranc
at his age, guess what? Father Time is undefeated. Retirement coming soon.
So if he retires, what are we going to do? Because, I mean, well, they've got a lot of money.
I mean, I'm sure he wouldn't go out with a Lisfranc injury, but he'd probably come back from it, and then swan song, here we come.
If he come back from it, he'll probably try to come back and go where Bronny is playing so he can play with Bronny.
I'm not going to even entertain that. I hope LeBron comes back and the Lakers at least make it to the finals, the Western Conference finals. Because I think they could. With this team, I think they could.
Well, we'll see. They got, but see, there again, when LeBron comes back now, AD minutes takes a swing and numbers come down. And again, nobody's addressing LeBron playing coach the other day, rattling his teammates in Dallas. That wasn't needed. You don't need to show your behind with a couple of seconds left in the game. Wait to do that in the locker room, man.
Do you have anything positive to say about LeBron James and the Lakers?
I think LeBron James is a wonderful humanitarian and philanthropist. His philanthropy off the court is amazing. It's a wonder what he does with the startup programs, the business, the school, the rejuvenation of the inner city projects in Cleveland and in Akron. But yeah, I think he does wonders off the court. He's just a petulant little prima donna on it. And that's where I got a problem.
Who won a ring with the Lakers, by the way?
On the back of Anthony Davis. Don't get it twisted. Talk the whole story, brother. Talk the whole story.
You can't win by yourself. It's a team sport. Look at AI. You need somebody. You need help. You need somebody. You can't win by yourself.
I know. We've seen that. As many times as LeBron's been chasing a championship, running from incarnation to incarnation, city to city, trying to get help to win. We know that. We know that's his MO.
Magic wouldn't win without Kareem. Jordan would win without Pippen. You need a sidekick.
Oh, actually, Magic did win that game 6 without Kareem.
But exactly. Tell him, Pearly. Tell him. 42-15-12, right?
We won't talk about the
triple double. Yeah, and right after, check the press conference after the game, Magic pointed and said, we're only here because of Kareem. We only get this because of him.
We only got here because of him, but we won it tonight because of me.
That's the politically correct thing to say.
But he did say it. So you could take it either way, right? He did say it.
All right, okay.
Anyhow, listen, Peter, you're my boy, right? But you ain't got no blind with LeBron today. All right, before we get out of here, man.
It's like saying the Dallas Cowboys are better off without Dak Prescott. They should start Cooper Rush. This is the level that y'all are saying here. I had someone yesterday, literally 2 days ago, say to me, why the Cowboys messing with Dak? They got the best quarterback on the team sitting the bench. I was like,
anyway, on that note,
like,
let's get ready for Rich Eisen. Speaking of quarterback,
before we go, Naughty, yeah. I saw something interesting today in on Bleacher Report. I just wanted to quickly share the top 10 valuable baseball teams this year. And number 10 is St. Louis at $2.5 billion, 2.55, Philadelphia, 2.57, Atlanta, 2.6, the Angels, 2.7, the Mets, surprisingly, 2.9. The Giants, 3.7. The Cubs, 4.1 billion. The Red Sox, number 3 at 4.5 billion. The Dodgers, number 2 at 8 billion. And your New York Yankees, the most valuable MLB franchise at $7.1 billion.
But I'll tell you one thing, man. I pull for some rich winners, boy. Cowboys, richest team in sports and the NFL. Lakers, number 1 in the NBA. And the Yankees number 1 in baseball. My God.
And none can give you a title this year.
Ain't that a month? Anyway, see you.
are the Dolphins one of the most loyal fan bases in the NFL? I mean, they've won a Super Bowl since, what, 72?
That's all right. We're still loyal.
And Dolphins keep their mate for life as well, just like humans. So, they're loyal. Okay? They don't hibernate like bears.
Dallas, I keep telling you, Peter is a closet Dolphin fan. But anyway, you know that right now.
Let's get to the break. I appreciate y'all, man. Good stuff today, man. Really good stuff, man. And real funny stuff earlier with that smack talk with the football teams. That was real.
Yeah, that was cool. I really enjoyed that.
Ezekiel Elliott could sign with the Jets.
Or the Cincinnati Bengals. And he had the audacity to say that the Eagles were an option, too.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
And then I was like, Zeke,
who? That's how you do it.
Take me to the break. Be gone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Take time. Ciao, ciao.
Get your Carifta tickets. The 50th Carifta Games is coming. April 7th to April 10th. Tickets are on sale now. Online at Carifta50.com or at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, Western Grand Entrance. For more details, email tickets at Carifta50.com or call 605-4051.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Pushed again that Aaron Rodgers will be a Jet. You have been saying, TJ, this has been all over the map. And normally we don't do what's all over the map on the Rich Eisen show.
We try not to.
We stand out.
You know, we try to, you know, create the path.
There is an eye in Rich and Eisen.
I'm looking at it. It's right behind you.
Thank you. Top five NFC quarterbacks.
Yeah.
When Aaron Rodgers gets traded to the Jets. There's no if here. That's the difference.
When?
Everyone else is saying if. Around these parts is when he gets traded to the Jets.
All right, let's go.
Hit it. Here we go. When Aaron Rodgers gets traded to the Jets, there will be a new pecking order in the NFC amongst the quarterbacks. Because, as you know, it's very heavy in the AFC. Just look at the AFC West in particular.
Was Rodgers one this whole time in the NFC after Brady retired?
He won back-to-back MVPs, Christopher.
Yeah, he only should have got one of those.
He won back-to-back MVPs, Christopher.
Only one of those. All right.
So, yes, the answer is yes. Right. Okay?
I mean, Brady should have had one of those.
Exactly. But we're focused on the when.
Are we also assuming Tom's retired, right?
Doesn't matter. That's an argument that's no longer germane, Chris.
When?
Because he won't be in the NFC this fall.
Okay.
He might not be in the NFC this spring. He shouldn't be in the NFC right now. But I understand what I want, and what happens sometimes doesn't mesh. Number five on this list is Kirk Cousins. I was thinking of leaving him off the list, but he's Kirk Cousins. No. He's five on the list. He's Kirk. He's still wearing purple. And boy, do you hear a lot about the Vikings being in on a quarterbacks this year. Clearly, they're not moving up to go get one of the top ones. We'll see if they shock the world and try and with spot, like, say, third overall to go get Anthony Richardson if they love him so much. Do they stay put where they are and snag Hendon Hooker and get a fifth year of contractual control of him once they're sitting there 24th overall? That's for another day. But for the moment, Kirk Cousins has to be on the top five list of NFC quarterbacks when Aaron Rodgers is gone. Number four on the list is a new arrival. He's the guy who is now the king of New Orleans. I'm putting Derek Carr, number four on this list. There he is. Look at that beautiful family sitting there in New Orleans getting ready to eat all sorts of gumbo. One of those children is going to look at Derek Carr and say, Daddy, do they really eat turtles here?
Wow.
And put them in soup? What? Welcome to New Orleans. The Carr family.
I thought you were going to go beignets.
Yeah,
that's where I go.
That's not a surprise. A kid will say, I want a beignet.
Turtles.
Somebody's going to have to explain to these sweet children, they eat turtles here.
Come on.
And turn them in a soup.
Come on.
Is that wrong?
A little bit.
It's a delicacy.
It's a truth.
Don't
shy away from it.
Turtle on the half shell.
And don't shy away from how good a quarterback Derek Carr is.
I agree with you.
And he is on this list of the top quarterbacks in the NFC. Even though he hasn't had taken a single NFC snap of his life, that changes soon. When Aaron Rodgers is gone from the NFC. Number three on the list is your guy.
I mean, it had to be.
Cooper Rush is on it. No.
Hey.
Damn it. It's Dak Prescott.
Leg sleeve.
And his new what?
She's got a full leg tattoo that just got debuted.
Okay, good. May it work for him. Tony Pollard signed his franchise tag today.
Yeah, he did.
Speaking of legs.
He's got Brandon Cook.
Wouldn't he?
He's got Brandon Cooks cooking. CeeDee Lamb now in his second year of being the
number one receiver, about to get D-Hop, huh?
That's just...
Neither here nor there. Dak, just let's cut down on the picks this year a little bit. Just a little bit.
I agree.
A little bit. And then get that run game going. Ronald Jones has arrived. Look, Dak Prescott's number three on this list. Number two on this list, everybody's forgotten about him. Everybody's forgotten about him.
Oh, I know who you're doing.
Number two on this list, let us not forget.
Come on.
He went from being talked about as all he needs is just to win here right now, and he's got a chance to be on a path to the Hall of Fame, and all he's got to do is maybe win one more, and he's in the Hall of Fame based on the statistics that he has accrued. Matthew Stafford is the second best quarterback in the NFC when Aaron Rodgers is gone. Make all those wince looks you wish to have.
I don't know about that.
Who would you put it to then?
You know what? Everybody keeps sleeping on the Rams. You keep sleeping on them.
They're
you do
tanking.
That. So I could make
the Rams are tanking.
You cannot tank with this man as your quarterback and Aaron Donald and Cooper Kupp.
I will see.
Get out of here with that talk.
They're going to be in the bottom eight.
You know what they're doing? They're going through some things.
The bottom eight.
A Christian Watson growth spurt?
They're going through some things. All right. And they will emerge with the second best quarterback in the NFC when Aaron Rodgers is traded. Number one is a no-brainer. You know it. I know it. He is now the king of NFC quarterbacks when Aaron Rodgers is traded. And he might have even been number one, even if in some way, shape, or form, Aaron Rodgers somehow stays put past the draft. Jalen Hurts is your number one quarterback in the NFC. This is his conference to rule for time to come. It's his conference right now. We're paying rent in it. You and I all know that if there's a betting favorite on anybody being on the cover of Madden this fall.
Oh, he for sure is
over.
Right?
Over.
Yeah, put him on there.
Over. He's going to be a top five pick in your fantasy league this year.
You might get captain.
Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, 13 touchdowns on the ground. 13 this past year. You know, it's amazing. He had almost 800 yards rushing, too. He almost had a 1,000-yard rushing season for Philadelphia. And you know, everyone else was running the ball. Miles Sanders had 1,269 rush yards. And he almost ran for 1,000, too. He's the number one on his list. Period, end of story. And it's going to be a while until anybody knocks him off that spot.
Yeah, do you think we need one more? All right, we'll give
I will
one.
Give you one more. And this guy was almost number five. And I did this just to piss off Chris Brockman. It's not Albert Einstein.
It's
Daniel Jones.
Brilliant.
He was, I almost put him fifth on this list because he beat Kirk Cousins in a playoff game. He won a playoff game. Kirk Cousins did not last year. This guy is a two-way threat. Kirk Cousins is not, nor is Derek Carr. This guy is a two-way threat. And his ability to repeat his performance last year and set is going to be a storyline that I'm looking forward to watch play out in the NFL this fall, because once you have been paid in New York, it's amazing. All we New York fans want is for players to do well enough to get paid. That's all we want. It's not my money. Forget about it.
Yeah.
But you're going to let this guy walk? Look, the Steinbrenners have 50 cents, you know, in the couch cushion. Right? All I got to do is lift up the couch, and there's the Franklin Mints under there from the Steinbrenners. You know what I'm saying? Steve Cohen. That friggin' guy.
Well, we're saving.
We're going to get. They don't have to save anything
for
Ohtani.
We're saving up for Ohtani right
You'll
now.
Get Ohtani and have all this left over. You know? I'm a Met fan. I couldn't rub 2 cents together for about 50 years. Now I'm thinking everybody should be bought. You know what I mean? Hey, thanks to Steve Cohen.
Forget about it.
That's what New York fans are. But once you get paid and you don't perform well, Ooh. Oh.
Man.
Free lunch. Free lunch. Chum in the water. You need a bigger boat, to use the phrase.
Yes.
Of your one of your favorite movies?
Yes.
Daniel Jones.
Interesting.
What a season he's going to have.
Yeah.
Certainly. And if he has the season that I hope he has, he will be off the one more. He'll be on the top five list. And Chris Brockman will owe somebody an apology letter.
And a nice steak dinner.